glass in the afternoon. And if it's Tuesday, that means we check in with the MCCSC. And where are we off to today? We are off to Rogers Elementary School. And my great friend is the leader out there, the principal. It is Lisa Roberts. Lisa, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. How are you today, Mike?
Can you just have recess all day? Can you start it at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m., 9:20, and just keep them outside all day long?
That would be a lot of fun, but I think they would grow tired of that. A lot of our kids still like school, so...
Well, just take your books outside. Take your iPad outside.
That's a great idea, Mike. We should do more of that. We do that as much as we can, and the weather's been great. 80 is getting a little warm for us, but oh my gosh, if we could have done it on Saturday, what a beautiful day that was.
And Sunday as well. Those were nice previews of what's coming up around the corner. We will be warm today, tomorrow, and Thursday, and all of next week as well. So summer hanging on by a thread, and Labor Day is in the rear view mirror. Our next carrot that dangles would be what? Fall break coming up in October?
Yes, that is. Fall is October 17th and 18th. But we have so many fun things happening before that. So we have lots of carrots coming in our kindergarten through second grade world here at Rogers Elementary School, like Peden Farm on September 26th and 27th. And this year, Mike, not just our kindergartners going in the district, but all of our first graders and kindergartners are going up to Peden Farm this year, which is a great experience for them.
Well, that is a fantastic way to learn without them knowing they're learning. You get out there, you have some fun, you pack a lunch, and you learn all about life on the farm. That is a fantastic outdoor. See, outdoors, that's the whole theme here in the fall. Outdoor planning and having fun. That tradition's been going on forever. How long has everybody been going there?
Oh, that's a really good question. I would say I'm going to go out on a branch and say more than 15 years.
So much
fun. Because I've been in the district a very long time. We won't say how long because that might allude to the fact that I'm very old. But it has been going on for a long while. Great family who puts that on. Our kids learn so much. You're right. And they don't realize that they just have a blast doing it. So we're super excited about that. We got our school pictures coming up. Almost all schools at this time start to do school pictures.
Well, the most important part of school pictures is when is the retake date? At least it was in my house.
Picture day is the 19th, and then the retake day is like on October 29th.
You got to have that one written down because somebody will be sick. Somebody's hair won't look right. It's a whole thing.
The smiling, or you know, you have PE beforehand, and then you have to go take a picture, and that makes it difficult. But no, we're excited about that. We have a big PTO event coming up next week on Friday, October 20th. It's a big community event, so anybody in the community can join us. But we're doing bingo at the Binford Gymnasium. You can win prizes. It's free. The kids love to come and play. The parents end up, you know, marking their cards and picking out the prizes. But it's a lot of fun, so we're excited about that. We got all kinds of neat things happening.
K through 2, that's busy. But you're right across the street from the big kids as well, so that's always entertaining. Life down there, what is that, 2nd Street? Is that where?
That's where we are. We're right off of 2nd Street.
Right there by the mall on the way over. So drive slowly when you go over there, for crying out loud. There's little kids running around. Well, you've been in school now for what? Just over a month, right about a month?
We've got 3 weeks left in the grading period. Coming up, you know, next week. After next week, we've got 3 weeks left for our first grading period. It's gone really fast.
I think once you hit Labor Day, it just goes downhill of all downhills. Everyone's excited to get back to school, and then you get the break, and then all of a sudden it's like, this is for real. What's my Halloween costume? When's picture day? What are we doing for fall break? Are we going to grandma's for Thanksgiving? And then you throw in some football, and you throw in a little tailgate fun, and North versus South, and everybody's all fired up to do it. That when we get distracted, time goes quickly.
It really does. But I got to tell you, kindergarten through second grade, I know that you know I've been in different schools with different grade levels.
What's your favorite?
I have to say I'm really enjoying my kindergarten through second. I love all my kids from all the schools. Went back to Grandview not too long ago and ran into one of my students who gave me a big hug. I didn't think they would even remember me, but that was neat. But kindergarten through second, you know, they say the darndest things when you go through and you read the reading. Can I share a reading?
Please,
short one with you.
No, you can share a long one if you'd like, because these are great. These are great.
I mean, it's just so much fun to go through the halls and read things. And so one of our teachers at the beginning of the school year, they took a picture of what they liked about themselves. Some wrote about their toes. Some wrote about their arms. Well, this student wrote about his hair, and he said, "I like my hair because if I didn't have my hair, I'd be bald." And he spelled it B-O-L-D, but that's, we're working on that. "I like my hair because when it gets fluffy, I like to play with it like Jell-O. I like to put it into a mohawk. That is why my hair is the best hair ever."
Well, so it's hard to argue with such facts.
I know, that's right. One of our second graders, and I just, you know, you just get you get a kick out of so many different prompts and different things that they write about, and it's so much fun. So that we have kids who have challenges, and you know, when they get upset, they end with a hug. So those are good things too. But
we have almost 400 students over there. Is that right?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. We're a little over
just 300 through K
right
through
now.
2? 400?
K through 2. So we have 5 classrooms of kindergarten. Now, if you've ever been in one classroom of a kindergarten, Mike, imagine 5 of them.
No.
At lunchtime for a half an hour. You need to come over and visit us.
Well, I've never been invited, Lisa. That's the main problem with all of this. I'm not showing up at the front door and saying, "Hey, let me have some lunch."
I am going to put you on lunch duty. I just invited you.
Okay,
and
good.
Bloomington just heard it. But yeah, so 5 kindergarten classes, 6 first grade, and 5 second grade classes. So it's a busy place. We're really happy. We're excited. The school year started great. We have supplies. Thank you to the community.
I was going to ask you about that.
Referendum.
How much of that is a relief just so your teachers can teach and not worry about who's got what, doesn't have what, or how do we make this into chicken salad? Does it just free them up and we get more accomplished with our sponges from K to 2? Don't they learn the most at that age?
They agree. They really do. But they learn how to share. You know, it ends up being a classroom full of shared materials so that, you know, before we would have students who would bring in the coolest pencils and then other students would want those pencils. and so it's kind of a group box of supplies. And so everyone has the same supplies. You don't have to fight over the best supply or the worst supply. They're there. The kids have them. The teachers know what they want and they get the right colors because we're ordering them all. And so it's working out really well. And we really appreciate it. We're excited about the pre-K. Pre-K program.
Is that in your building or are you sharing? How does that work?
It actually is in the Binford building because we don't have enough room.
I was going to say, 400 kids. Where are you going to put everybody else?
Yeah. So they have 3 preschool classrooms over there. And so we're excited to find out next year when we have all these kids coming in. They're going to have these early literacy skills that they come to us with. All these kids who maybe haven't had an opportunity to go to these pre-K programs or preschool, you know, they're going to learn how to play with other kids and, you know, walk in a line, hopefully learn how to share so that when they come to kindergarten, they're ready to learn. We still play in kindergarten a lot, but then they'll be more ready to learn. So we're really excited about that, too. And I want to share something else. I know I don't have a lot of time.
You have as much time as you want. Stop. if you leave, then I have to get back to work. I would rather talk to Lisa Roberts from Rogers Elementary all afternoon because kids are great. Our schools are great. And do you have enough teachers, first of all, to make sure all this is happening? How do they divvy up? Binford has 3 classrooms, you say. What, is it going to be 4 next year or 5? Do you have room to expand? Because I think this project is so new to everybody. We've all got to be in this together.
Well, you're absolutely correct. And I think every school has preschool programs, and it might be that we might need to build on to some of our schools. I know Rogers needs some more room. I would push for an additional gymnasium, and then we can move some programs into this building. So we're going to make it happen. If we have the students, we're going to find a way to get them here. But, you know, we're a pretty diverse school. I don't know if you know that. But I don't know if you know, we are represented by 23 different countries and territories.
No, I did not know
the
that.
World.
I know university and, school usually has, they're the one with like 29 different languages and things going on there.
Right. But. And right now we have 17 different languages that are spoken throughout. So, you know, and in kindergarten and first grade, you know, they're learning how to read, but yet they have a totally different language. So when you think about what teachers have to do and have to work with to meet the needs of all of our students, it's pretty amazing what they do. So a huge shout out to all of our teachers, because, you know, sometimes coming in and they don't speak a word of English and we're trying to teach them the alphabet.
Right.
It's not always easy, but they do a great job. It's kind of neat. And like I said, now you've got an open invitation, so you're going to come visit us.
Well, some people listen to this program say I don't have any mastery of the English language. I'm not sure how much help I will be. But they, you know what, K-2, that's my level. I get those people.
That's your jam. Yeah.
I'm like you. I like those people at that age, because they just have fun. They just want to have a good time. They want to learn. They want to be led and helped and organized and learn. For people listening, Lisa, 17 different languages, 23 countries. Is this folks that live, teach, learn at Indiana University? Is it Cook? Is it Cummins? Is it where does everyone come from?
Well, it's a combination of all that, but I think probably the biggest one are, you know, the university. We do have some refugees that are represented here, but we get a lot of graduate students who come in and do their graduate programs, families, and they bring their young kids to America to go through the graduate program, or they'll go off to, you know, different states after they get jobs. But mostly the university is what is represented here at Rogers Elementary School. But, you know, we've got people from Zimbabwe and Chile and Spain and Switzerland, and, you know, Swahili is represented, Korean, Chinese, Tagalog, Hindi. Now, can I speak every one of these languages? Absolutely not, but you try to learn different pieces of them. So it's a neat thing here.
Oh, absolutely. Boy, that's never a dull moment. Rogers Elementary School. Lisa Roberts is the principal there, my great friend. We are K through second grade, so that means we get a couple recesses, a little nap. We don't have that silly testing at that age. What is the biggest key in the first semester? Is it getting everybody on that reading, writing, arithmetic path? It's been a while since my kids have been that young, so I'm trying to think back what the academia looks like from that age group.
I would love to say that we don't do a lot of assessments, but we still have to do assessments in kindergarten through second grade. But we're, you know, in kindergarten, it's, you know, the letter names, letter sounds. A lot of our kiddos will come in knowing their letter names and their letter sounds, but then you're starting to blend those letters, and then you're, you know, coupling them into words. And then, you know, we could get into the science of reading that all of our teachers are, you know, taking courses in the state of Indiana, which is phonemic awareness. And, you know, we can have a test on that later, Mike, with you.
No chance.
But... But anyway, so they're doing that. They're learning how to count up to, you know, 100 in kindergarten. And then we start combining all of those in first and second grade. You know, when you think about, like, their report cards and their assessments, you know, even in second grade, our kids are asked to write pieces about opinions and be able to write an informative piece and an explanatory piece and know what an adverb is and an adjective. And so,
well,
yeah,
maybe I should come over
grade.
There. I would
that's
learn
in second grade.
I would learn a little bit. Learn a little bit more on all of that. You mentioned October. October 20th is bingo night. That's open for the whole community, so be on the lookout for social media and everything else that goes with that to tell all the great things. How helpful is your PTO? If you got that many little ones running around, you got to have a supportive parent group as well.
We have an outstanding PTO. We actually have a PTO meeting tonight at 6 o'clock for any of our parents that are listening over at Benford. And they run it for both schools. And they put on so many wonderful events. So many people attend. They do a readathon every year, which is opening up on October 11th, which raises a lot of funds for our PTO, and then they're able to spend that back on our students, and they help our teachers with grants. And so we have a great PTO that's very well attended. They do a lot of work, and it's all volunteer, so I can't say enough good things about our PTO as well. It's just a great school to be at. We got great teachers. We got great parents. We have great support staff, and we're going to have a really great cafeteria helper when Mike comes over to our building and works in our cafeteria. It's going to be awesome.
Now, I did that a few years ago. I did the cafeteria crawl with the Minister of Culture, Jim Inman, and I. We went around to schools and sampled the lunches and did all that. Maybe I'll get back on that again. Maybe that'll be my winter project to get me out of the house and fatten me up a little
right.
bit.
That's right.
Speaking of getting fat, Dine and Donate. You guys do a lot of those as well. That also helps out, doesn't it?
It certainly does. We just did a Noodles and Company last month. And so, yes, Noodles and Company. Culver's always a good one because then the teachers go out and they serve you. So those are always
good. Well, it's good that Laskowski's helping out. That's good.
I'm telling you. And then D'Angelo's. D'Angelo's is a big one because when you get that little make your pizza, the kids love to make their pizzas at D'Angelo's, and they are a big supporter of us with their Dine and Donates as well. So we have lots of great community people who help us out.
You know, I always get bummed out on Tuesday when I remember D'Angelo's has buy one, get one free pizza and calzone on Monday. Now I have to remember, I have to make a note for six more days to remind myself to take advantage of that, as next week we'll get started. Are you going to, you going to go to the Rose Bowl, watch Indiana football play this weekend?
Definitely.
All right. What time are you picking me up? Let's go. We'll hop on the WGCL chopper. We'll have to refuel the fuel a few times, but we'll make a stop over there in Montana, and then we'll head down to UCLA. How about that?
I think that's a great idea. I think we should definitely do that.
Did you have a good summer? I can't believe I didn't run into you more.
Yeah, I had a great summer. It was a busy summer. They go by way too fast.
They
now.
Do.
But it was awesome. But yeah, I'm ready to go out for some of this good football. IU's doing awesome, so it's kind of fun to do it. But,
well, I'll try to find you at the tailgate. Not this weekend. We're not going to be tailgating at the Rose Bowl. We should be, but we're not. But as we know, Charlotte in Indiana will play on the 21st Saturday, and that kickoff time was announced yesterday for noon. So there you go, a little breakfast tailgate.
We'll see you then, huh, Mike?
Probably not. Not that early. Maybe post game. We'll try that. Lisa, I always love to hear from you, and I know that your community over there at Rogers is special, and you've got a ton of kids and a ton of great things happening. If people would like more information, is the easiest way to pick up the phone and call you? Go to the MCCSC website. What's the best way?
Yes, you can pick up the phone, you can call me, you can email us, you go to the MCCSC website and you can get any of our phone numbers or emails, or, stop by if you ever want a tour, just give us a call, we'll give you a tour. If you've got a kindergartner coming up or first grade, we tend to give a ton of tours here in the building, so definitely can do that as well.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And here's to your down-the-road renovations and expansions, because I don't think this community is going to be shrinking anytime soon either.
I don't think so either, and I always enjoy talking to you, Mike, as well. So,
well, thank you for making time today. It's great to have great people in our schools getting the next generation ready for Bloomington. That's a great job, buddy. Thank you, thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
I hope so. I hope don't be avoiding me now. Well, you did invite me over for lunch. That's good. I'll come over there in the wintertime when things get a little bit slowed down. Great job as always, Lisa. I'll see you soon.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
That's my buddy Lisa Roberts. She's the principal at Rogers Elementary, K-2. And no, I didn't screw it up this time. I was prepared and ready to go. We always have fun, and the kids always have fun over there. And we'll talk to the leaders of Benford down the road, as we will every Tuesday talk to folks from the MCCSC.